This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Show. This is Ralph Kerman Winterow II with the Ralph Winterow Show coming to you live out of Alaska. This shit ought to be a believe it or not. You just literally cannot make up what's going on in this country. You can't make up how the lies. I mean, literally. I mean, it's just beyond belief. I have the courts of Alaska totally proven, and they admit it to be a strictly made up by the Alaska Bar. They renamed them, everything. And I'm going to send out here next day or two to the 65, quote, Republicans that want to do something. Yeah, right. So far, I've brought up two things in the thing, and I just shut it down. They're not interested. But, of course, the main group, I got their email addresses, so we'll email them all once and see how many of them want to unsubscribe. You just literally, it's just beyond belief. Getting ready to work on suing in Rappert's case in Minnesota, a judge. Because these states are not the several states. They list them as sovereign states of the United States of America. What happened to the several states or the states of the Union? They don't use that in their pleadings. You just go look in the PACER and you get to see what these guys are doing. But the average person doesn't have access to it, or wouldn't know what to look for anyway, probably, until you do this a while, because it takes a little bit of expertise. It's just hard to believe. And it's word games. these dang lawyers and their word games. I was just looking up a case here, and because I'm getting ready to do this writ of certiary, and I get rid of Mooney, let him change it around, because I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law. I just do research, and I don't believe anything anybody tells me unless I research it out and run it through main memory. But here's an interesting case. This is 1947. 73 F period SUPP 288. That means it's a United States District or a District Court. They call it District Court. United States District Court. Now, this is before 1948. And what they did is they let the cat out of the bag. They say, a United States District Court is purely a creature of the legislative branch of government, generally provided for by the Constitution, but not in a stricter sense a constitutional court. Does that mean anything? Is that important? What do you think? You just literally... They admit it right there. This is back in 1947. Now, they didn't officially put the United States District Courts in until 1948. But if it's a legislative court, what does that mean? Is that important? What's the difference between a legislative court and one that's under Article 3 that does law and equity and issues judicial power of the United States, the government? Now, the one over on the legislative side, they tell us what it does. It's judicial power of a district court. This is codified in 28 U.S.C. 132. See, are they the same? Of course not. Words have meanings. And these guys are really, these lawyers, I'm telling you, they change one word. Or what they do, which I'll get into in a minute, they pick words that are in a gray area, so you got to go look up and see what do they really mean. They don't really have a true meaning, so it's just, kind of like... And this is the way they screw us around. Now, we're going to find out in the Mooney case and also in the Rappert case what they're going to do. I don't know. Nobody's ever done this stuff, and that's what's amazing. Now, this tier decision is clear back in 1947. They knew clear back in 1947. United States District Court that was going to be enacted in 1948, which they had been using for quite a few years before it ever, quote, become, quote, official, was a legislative court. And the interesting part is, in the Mooney case, because it takes time, I don't know if people have done much research, but I'm telling you what, it just takes tons of hours, and you got to be meticulously. I've been going through the APA, and I'm going to get into that probably the second hour. That's where all the action is. They just don't tell us that. It's a con. It's a lie. And these darn lawyers won't go there. Most of them don't even know it. And the ones that do aren't going there. Because they know what's going to happen if they go there. They're not going to have a bar card. You can't play. Can't do the scorched earth. You can't tell the real truth and be a lawyer on issues of jurisdiction and all this. You just can't. They won't do it. I've had several of them back in the 90s when I was learning all this stuff. I kept asking questions. And a couple of them were prominent attorneys, and they were wanting it to change. But they said, we're not going to do it, but they'd answer my questions. which would leave me with more questions. But they would talk to me. They don't like, there's a few of them do not like what's going on. But they're not going to change it because they said they can't. Now, they, I mean, they could come out, but they said, we'll lose my job and wife. My degree will go down the tube because they've got it set up. You got to play by their rules. And if you step outside of those rules and show them up, you're going to be without a job or probably in jail. And these guys are mean. They are absolutely, unbelievably mean. I mean, when I lost my business just by funding Joyce Riley and the Gulf War Syndrome, I couldn't even believe that anybody would care. I've credited the Department of Defense. Well, God Almighty, we can't have Joyce Riley going out there with real facts helping thousands of vets that are being screwed over by the government that's lying to them in the VA. I had no idea. Not even dumb. Ignorant. Not totally dumb. Ignorant. Illiterate. Governments don't do that in America. You want to bet? I'm telling you, you have no idea how these how corrupt. I mean, I think anybody's got any brains anymore would show could find out how corrupt what's going on today. I mean, you can't even pick up anything. We couldn't be in a worse situation if we put communists China in charge of the White House. I'm not kidding. They're doing everything to destroy America. Everything. I still think Trump and Flynn, the information I'm getting from the backside's coming. I think something's happening. And I think Mike Lindell. So somewhere they're saying around August maybe. But all we've got to do is survive if we don't end up in a war with China. God, the Mideast is coming apart now. Those guys were going to start talking to each other and getting along. Now they're all in a big pissing match over there. And we got all these Palestinians in America and all these Islamic people cannot be in America because they always, it's a theocracy, it's religion. They put Allah before anything. So you can't be here. Not in America. You're not compatible to our way of life, our culture. Go over to your culture in the Arab nations and just beat the hell out of each other, which you've been doing for centuries, but then the Shiites and Sunnis and God knows all the other variants. Who cares? They want to kill each other? Is it my problem? No. As long as they leave the rest of the world alone, but of course we got Iran over there and old numbnuts. Dementia, Comrade Biden, he's over there trying to give him money and hold his hand out. And, of course, they fund him. And what do? They go buy missiles and give them to Palestine. And what do? They go piss off Israel. Thousands and some missiles. Well, that really makes a lot of sense, don't it? That sounds like a good way to get peace. These people, like Iran and those people, have to be held under very tight scrutiny and control. They can't have nuclear weapons because they'll use them. They're crazy. They think they're 12th month, the 12th thing, they think a guy like Christ is coming back and we're all going to have prayer rugs. I don't think so. That's what the Shiites believe. They believe that stuff. And they always do allegiance to Islam. Just what they are. Even to come over here and be naturalized, they still when the rubber meets the pavement, that's where they're going to be. Most of them, almost without exception, they can't be here. Why do we invite the enemy within our camp? France is finding that out. I got a chuckle. They got all those Frenchmen over there, and they're starting to raise up against the French, and the French are starting to figure out, wait a minute, we may not be France anymore. Well, you invited the suckers in there. Enjoy. They're peaceful, ain't they? Why is logic and common sense not available anymore? I can tell you why. Because Lucifer, actually Satan of the devil, he's on a flat out, give it all he's got. He's got all kinds of people down there brainwashed, and so he's right out in the open. They don't even hide it anymore. The stuff that's going on now could not have happened 20 years ago or 30 years ago. It wouldn't happen. But we got a brain-dead people, gutless bunch of politicians. Democrats are the party of Satan, and the damn Republicans, most of them aren't any better. They got no backbone. They say one thing and don't do it. Lindsey Graham, terrible. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. If you knew now what you know, if you knew then what you knew now, would you have signed that document for that thing to spy on people? What kind of a question is that? You already given the answer to get out of it. It's not the way you question people. And they put these people on there, and Hannity panders to them. I like what Tucker's doing. He's been giving them H-E-double-L. Laura Ingraham, she's been on there, too. It's just like all this mask stuff. There's no science, folks. How do we have arguments with no science? People get a belief system, and I'll be good to heck, you are not going to change it. Makes no sense. It's about as good as a chain link fence trying to stop a mosquito. We got big mosquitoes in Alaska, but I guarantee you a chain link fence ain't going to slow them down. You put on something that gets all wet and it actually becomes more of a detriment to your health. You can't breathe through it. I don't know what to say anymore. It's just we've got all of these things that could have been used. There was a doctor, the guy that was on Bill Still, he was only on there and they pulled the video. He said, absolutely, we could have had 85% of the deaths could have been easily prevented. I got a guy that's on my homepage. A guy was going to work on it, and I guess he's not going to work on it, so anyways. But he testified before in Idaho. We've got all of these things that could be used. Hydroxychloroquine. American frontline doctors using it. They took all their stuff down. We can't have that. Doxycycline, which is used for the Gulf War syndrome. Well, we can't have that. Nebulizers, a guy out of Texas. They use that over in Japan and Taiwan. No, we can't use that. Ivermectin. Oh, no, we can't use that either. We send people home. Can you believe this? You diagnose somebody and send them home for a couple of weeks and see if they get really sick so you can bring them back and put them on a respirator so they can die. Or you can get around like New York and Michigan and Pennsylvania, get around and they get sick and they're old, you put them back in to infect the people that can't get out of the damn old folks home, and we say, oh, well, there's no problem here. Man, I'll tell you, if I'd have had anybody in one of those, I'd been in weed, had some pissing matches going on. All these people's parents, all stuff died. Can't go to the funeral. I don't know what to say anymore. The thing that I want to do, I'm tired of sharing the problems because they are ad nauseum beyond belief. I want to attack. I want to go after these suckers and expose them. And I'm not taking prisoners. I have been working in great many hours learning about the things. I just keep learning about the Administrative Procedures Act and the Federal Register. And they have tried to dilute that Administrative Procedures Act down. And the Federal Register Act is still there. In the Federal Register. Never been changed. It's still there. We just don't want to talk about it. We want to give it lip service, just like the Constitution. We'll give it a little bit of lip service. Oh, you can't do this because in Article 3 court, you don't have any standing. Wait a minute, but we don't even have an Article 3 court. Name the damn Article 3 court. Back on. Thank you.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Well, we're back here. So here we are, 1947, stating that the United States District Courts are a legislative court. Now, why would that really be important? There's a real reason why there's. Why do we have constitutional courts? Because there has to be a real party of interest. There has to be a real controversy. There's got to be two people. There's got to be some issue between you and somebody else, or you and the government, or something, a law. And the judge is supposed to be independent, and the judge is supposed to be bound by the limited delegation of power through the Constitution that we have given them. This is why, when you go checking these oaths and all this other stuff, they don't have civil commissions, they can't get oaths. They've never agreed to do anything. People can't seem to get that through their head. Just because they got a black robe don't mean squat. If you have a contract and these people aren't tied to the contract or our Constitution, they can do whatever they want. It's an illusion. It's a great big con. And it's just amazing. They're auctioning kids off, all kinds of stuff. I mean, you just literally cannot make up the stuff that's going on right in front of our eyes. But this is so important that we need to know about courts. Because why do we need a court? Why do we have courts? That's supposed to be where you go. You have a real laws. We have an independent judge. And we can peacefully resolve the issues and get justice. That's supposed to be the purpose of courts. And they're called courts of the United States. They don't want to go there. And why do they not want to go there? Because our government has been overthrown right in front of us. They told us back in the early 1900s, Supreme Court, there's two governments running out here. There's one inside the Constitution and one outside. And all of these agencies, they print the names of them. They say they're all outside the Constitution. Federal Reserve, FAA, FCC, FDIC, SEC, all these outfits. Postal Service. None of them operate within the confines of the Constitution. But if I go into a court, how do I prove this? And it's really important, because if the judge is not independent, and if he's bought and paid for or under the control of somebody else, it's all rigged. And it's all rigged, folks. State and federal. I don't even have to look up all the states. I know it's rigged. You know why? Because there's no elections for anybody that's a public officer in your state. You can't have something of there's nobody being elected. Just that simple. So who in the heck are they? They're running under the guise of a municipal entity, officers. Just like in the District of Columbia. Just like in any one of your municipalities. But they print, and I found this, but I didn't find it soon enough, about what's going on in the United States District Courts in Minnesota, in Florida, in North Carolina. Because you see, there is a difference between District Court of the United States. It's a district court, then there's a prepositional phrase, and the object of that is what? United States, the government. United States District Court is called compounding of nouns describing a court, not a court of the government. Big, big difference. It's different as black and white. What I couldn't find, I knew it had to be there. It just takes a while with word searches, because these guys are really good at hiding this stuff. Or some of the word searches, you get so many hits, like 5,000 hits or something, well, then, it's just a lot of time to sort through them. But I found two of them on point. And the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which I found it as a specialty Article 3 court, specialized Article 3 court, which there is no authority for it. They took the Article 3, the Constitutional Court, and they say, oh, we're going to grab a little piece of it and make it specialized. So now what we end up with, if you ever saw Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom, when he's going down the stepping on a rock, that's basically what these courts are about. You step on the wrong rock. Well, you can't go here, can't go here, can't go here. Well, you said the wrong word here. Well, if you found out this and you're doing this, it just goes on and on and on. So we have to cut through all of the smoke.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, back here. And, I can't, and it's just hard to get it across to people. I'm not sure why they don't, why they're not interested. Why would you step inside a court building and think, without checking, to see if those people in there, number one, have a limited delegation of power? Are they bound by the Constitution or not? I think that's important because they're making life and death issues. They can put you in jail. They can take your property. Wouldn't you want to know who they are? Would you go to a doctor that has no certification of what he's supposed to be able to do for an operation? I'd like to think not. That's what you're doing. These judges don't got it. It's a lie. And I can prove it. This is Eastern Metals Corporation versus Martin, 191 F Sup 245, 1960 case out of New York. 191 F period SUP P period 245. A United States District Court is an inferior court, inferior to the United States Supreme Court. The District Court is a tribunal created by Congress under the power given to Congress by Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. Is there any doubt? Article 1 is the legislative article of the Constitution of the United States. Period. That's legislative. Article 1. And it says in there, to constitute tribunals inferior to the Supreme Court, end quote. And it's held by a Supreme Court case. And it says, the creation and composition of the United States District Court is presently set forth in Title 28 U.S.C. 132. Is there any doubt where we can find it? I don't think so. And it says the creation of the United States District Court has only such jurisdiction as Congress confers upon the court. Here's another. The general jurisdiction of the United States Court is set forth in Title 28, Chapter 85, 1331 through 1360. That's what you always plead. Oh, I got it wrong. It rises under the Constitution, 28 U.S.C. 1331. You're admitting you don't want a constitutional court. We read. Oh, but that's just what we do. Everybody does it, so it's okay. Then it gets worse. If we learn to read, boy, I tell you, I've had a lot of trouble. I guarantee you, it's not an easy path. There shall be in each judicial district, the judicial power of a district court may be exercised by a single judge. Now, what would that mean? The judicial power. I got that initially from Cruz's book, One Vote Away. That old bird that died up there, Supreme Court, she was always voting one vote away from taking away all sorts of our rights, which they had no authority to do, but that don't keep them from doing it. There it is. Judicial power of a district court. It's supposed to be, is that the same thing as in Article 3? There is a separate articles. Articles are separate. They call them articles. Article 3 is for courts, constitutional courts and other courts, admiralty courts and others. Article 3, courts. It says judicial power of the United States. Judicial power is a function of a government. It has nothing to do with the rights of people, other than we have authorized that judicial power in a government. It's right in the Constitution of the United States, established government of the United States. That's what they call it. So it's judicial power and of the United States. A prepositional phrase, the object is the name of the government, United States. Real simple. So what is judicial power of a district court? I think that is a dang fair question, because that is what all of these United States district courts are doing. It says here, the last provision should be noticed. It is fundamental that a district judge has no judicial power individually. Well, that's good to know. Wow. His judicial power is exercised as a representative of the court. Quote, jurisdiction is lodged in a court, not in a person. The judge exercising the jurisdiction acts for the court. So that judge, he's not independent. He's acting for the court, the United States District Court, a legislative court. So who's the legislative court under? Well, they tell us. They said the place where the judge may exercise jurisdiction is subject absolutely to the control of Congress. Another Supreme Court case. So in other words, when I walk into any court, they call them federal courts. They don't want to, or they, when they do this nonsense, they love to use words that don't have true definitions, like federal court or federal district court. There is a United States District Court, and there is a district court of the United States. And they are not even close to being the same. One's under the judge represents the court, and the court is controlled by Congress. Is that where you really want to go? I don't think so. I know I don't want to go there. Under the control of these idiot Congress, these communists and anarchists and Marxists up there in D.C., I don't think so. That's what it says. And these two cases on the jurisdiction, one is a 1960, one is a 1980 case, had never, ever been taken to any appellate court. Never. 1960 is what, 60-some years? 1980 is what, 40-some years? Nobody has ever taken the challenge to show that the court you're going into is not a constitutional court, and they print it based on the Supreme Court decisions? I'm not kidding you. This is why you have to have Westlaw if you want to get in the game. You're just weighing in the wind if you don't have Westlaw. I mean, it's just, I would just quit right now. There's no way you can do anything with the law libraries or even on the internet with some of the stuff that's available. It ain't possible. You ain't got enough hours in a day. I don't have enough hours in a day, and I got Westlaw. Nobody has ever appealed this except Moonies. And you know what they did in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which I found out? I went into the legislative history and they're saying, we want to create a court that has a national jurisdiction. I says, well, that's interesting, but it doesn't say Article 3. Now, the Federal Court of Claims from 1953 to 1982 was in Article 3. They actually could put the words in the act. Isn't that amazing how that works? Then in 1982, they said, no, we don't need that no more. We're going to make it an Article 1, and it can... down in the decisions, it can act like an Article 3. How does an Article 1 act like an Article 3? How does a cat act like a dog? They can't. Supreme Court has ruled over and over. You can't be clothed with something else. You either is or you is not. That's what they're doing. And a court of the United States... in one of several states, is a court of limited jurisdiction. It is bound by the English common law, so that is the best place to go to tangle with all this nonsense. But there's nobody home. They didn't repeal it, by the way. And you know what? These people have... it's in the footnotes if you know where to look, but it's also in the books. I've got a couple of books. There's only... in the whole world available. They've done away with them. But stuff's in the footnotes too. But there's more in this. But they say, why? Where is the authority to create the United States District Court under 28 U.S.C. 132? Where is the authority? The advisor said, oh, that's called accepted practice. And then they say, oh, yeah, we copied the territorial court out of Hawaii. The territorial court of Hawaii, which would be an Article 4 court, territorial courts. And they made a United States District Court, which is not an Article 4 court, and it ain't an Article 3 court. It's an Article 1 court. It's a legislative court under the plenary power of Congress. Wow, I am so impressed. I just want to run down there and get my just dust. And we wonder what's going on in this world. How can these cases exist for 40 or 60 some years and nobody's done anything with them? Not one appellate court. What are these circuit courts of the United States? They're not constitutional courts. They can't be for many reasons, but the first thing that I found back in 1911 is when we had the circuit courts of the United States, real constitutional courts, their decisions were good anywhere in the United States, just like the Supreme Court was. In 1911, they did away with them. And we have the Circuit Courts of the United States. Well, what is so interesting? I played with that for a couple of years before I finally stumbled across the answer. The judicial power of the Constitutional Appellate Court did not get transferred to the circuit courts of the United States. Why would the if you got an appellate court, it's got to have judicial power of the United States or it's not a constitutional court. And they print it in the code. They took the judicial power of the United States from the circuit court of the United States and gave it back to a lower court called the district court of the United States, because that was the only constitutional court in 1911 left other than the Supreme Court of the United States. But they don't tell you that in high school or college. I've got it all briefed out, by the way, in the Mooney case. 998 pages of appendix, and I don't know, there's 70, 80 pages between the appellate brief, reply brief, and en banc. It's all lined out. I was going to get it on my home page, but I don't know how to get it there because the guy that was going to do it, he's not doing it, I guess. So anyway, I'll get that figured out eventually. It always gets back to me doing it, unfortunately. I'll get it done. My people die for a lack of knowledge. It's just amazing. I go over to this Republican thing. Where? They're talking about financing and putting the same jokers, Republicans, making sure they're back in there. Make sure they're good conservatives. Except they don't want to hear about, we don't have a court system. We don't even have a constitution. We don't have separation of powers. We're selling kids for money in the court, auctioning them off, and the judge is audited for the amount of money he makes. Oh, we're not interested in any of that. We want to get around and fund some good conservative senators and representatives. What hell good are they? It's worthless as tits on a boar. At least the way up on the farm, that's where we at least talk about it. Of what value are you? We have a deep state in all of these states. I don't know. Every one of them is different. I know they've all been overthrown because I look at some of the stuff in Pacer and they all signed up that they're all in their sovereign states of the United States of America. What happened to the union of the states or being one of the several states? And they all say, we love that National Voter Registration Act of 1993, which is strictly for citizens of the United States. That's in every state. Email me, IRS@AlaskaMetaMan.com, and I'll do a word search and I'll email it to you. You see where it is in your state. And it says it's only for citizens of the United States. And it says it's only for federal offices. How in the holy heck do you have a state office with public officers if you don't have any elections for them? It's right in the 185 ALR. 155, it talks about it. It says, well, you could have elections for them. North Carolina, one of them sued on that. And they said, well, why don't you have elections for them? There's no elections. And now we find out we got Dominion and all these other crazy outfits that are rigging the elections ad nauseum. How do we, we're being played, folks. This is just like the Matrix. What we deem to be true is not true. Not even close. It's not reality. And Mike Lindell's right on, until we kill the machines, just like the Matrix, we're done. There's no way to outsmart, outdo a computer that's rigged. They've been rigging it for a long time. 911, Dr. Judy Wood. The only forensic investigation based on evidence. Facts. Not out to who did it. She knows the people that know who have that technology. She based it all on facts. And I read it and I got behind her big time. And now we still hear this nonsense. Oh, the airplanes hit the towers, and it brought it down. Of course, there were seven buildings that come down that day. Building 7 wasn't even hit at all, and it sat there and looked like somebody was gutting it, and when it fell, it was so quiet, they were videotaping and didn't even make any noise to the people in front of it. Oh, but that doesn't make any difference. That couldn't be. We got pictures, she does, of steel falling and turning to dust. Now, that's something that probably you don't see too often. 780,000 tons turn to dust. 10 seconds. That's no big deal. Let's just believe a lie. It's thermite. It's nuclear. Oh, it's two airplanes. But how did seven buildings go down? How did 1,200 feet away cars end up being toasted and all this other stuff? Oh, I don't know. We're not supposed to ask those questions. I saw, just like on this George Floyd, it's called equity. There's no law.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. There's a fight going on, folks. I wish people, I will take on anybody. I don't care who you are. You want to debate me about the APA, the courts, Alaska, or the federal, or the courts of the United States, I just bring it on. I love going to these meetings. They don't let me know where they're going to show up at her. See, I would show up, which I'm going to be putting out to the these Republicans over here, and all the representatives. I love to go to those things, LIOs and stuff. I got a question, sir. Should we use The legislative power in the constitutional court established by the legislature of Alaska, or should we use and give the legislative power usurped, but let the Alaska bar create a whole new court system, a whole new venue? Which one should we have? Is the legislature in charge of making courts, or is the Alaska bar? Which is it? Well, the Alaska Bar has got a whole new court system. They give it a whole new venue name, change the name of the courts, and y'all signed up for it. Why would you give you let them usurp the legislative power and create Alaska Bar and then call them administrative districts? Why would you do that? Well, that's a fair question. Think. How about this amnesty? All these people, we're going to give them amnesty. I got a dang good question. What is the status? Are they going to be citizens of the United States? Are they going to be citizens of the United States of America? Which is it? Because a citizen of the United States of America is somebody that's naturalized and has to give up all allegiance to any foreign powers. Takes 5 years. A citizen of the United States has no civil rights. Oh, no, it has civil rights. It has no inalienable rights. It has no political rights. It has no soul. It's under the plenary power of Congress. How do we know that? Go to the dang District of Columbia. A citizen of the United States is a qualified elector. In D.C., a citizen of the United States is under the absolute plenary power of the Congress. So if I'm a citizen of the United States out here by whatever hook or crook, am I not the same? Duh. These are good questions. Does anybody ever ask them of their senators or representatives? You're going to do amnesty. Okay, what status are they going to be? Are any of them going to be citizens of the several states? Are they going to be a citizen of Florida, domiciled in Florida? A citizen of North Carolina, domiciled in North Carolina? Or are they going to be a citizen of the United States and they reside someplace? No domicile. Which is it? Good questions. Going to get an answer? Nope. Move on. I've tried some of these questions. God, I love going. I just love embarrassing these lying pieces of garbage, Murkowski and even Sullivan. You get up there and ask them a real question, and move on. Next question. Wait a minute. What happened? Wait. Next question. Shut up, Mr. Winterud. Because I can't answer a real question. So why don't we learn to answer real questions and keep sticking them in the heart with a stake and show they're liars? But that takes knowledge and the wisdom to use it. And it takes work. Because it's not easy.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.